What can be achieved when people come together in common purpose? 25 years of Entente, of peace. Mm-hmm. 25 years on, we begin now to write the next chapter of our country's history. And that next chapter is the reunification of Ireland.
Yes. Yes.
It is very important for me to acknowledge and important for all of us to understand the role of the United States in securing the Good Friday Agreement. That role was critical. And this voice, the voice of America, the voice of the United States, the voice of our exiled sons and daughters, our global family, will be just as important as we move towards referendums on Irish unity. Be in no doubt about that. The Tories attacked the Good Friday Agreement. They attacked the protocol which we need to protect us against Brexit. And this once again demonstrates the fundamental damage that has been done to the welfare and potential of our people by continued British involvement in Irish affairs. Liz Truss is the latest. She now enters Downing Street as British Prime Minister. And Liz Truss needs to understand that she has to now break with the bad faith agenda of her predecessor, Boris Johnson. She needs to change direction.
Now the Queen.
What we need is a recommitment to the Good Friday Agreement. What we need is a commitment to restore the political institutions and ensure that Michelle O'Neill can function and work and do her job as First Minister for all. What we need is an end to the cynicism and the game playing. And what we need is for the British state and government to understand that the days of bullying are over. That time is long, long gone. Mm-hmm. It's time now to reassert the primacy of democracy. It's time to have a vision of a future beyond division. A future that matches and is equal to the hopes of Irish people from every community. It's time for the British government that has for so long fostered division and strife to leave us in peace. That moment is now. Irish unity is the politics of progress. Irish unity is the politics of opportunity. The politics of a nation that can transcend the hurt, the division, the conflict of the past by forging a new common future together for all of us. A people moving forward in the inclusive, unshakable belief that no matter our backgrounds, no matter our identities, no matter the journey that we have travelled to this point, that we can reconcile, that we can heal division, that we can lift each other up. We, the people of Ireland, we can move forth. We can govern ourselves, all of us, our entire island in its totality. I believe these referendums on Irish unity will happen in this decade. So that means that we need to build now, build the momentum which is gathering pace in every corner of our country. We need to advocate. We need to campaign and plan for unity harder than ever before. And we need to be clear also that we won't deliver unity on our own. We need maximum support in Ireland, and we need maximum support from our global family and our friends all across the world. Mm-hmm. Irish America, the Irish in America, friends of Ireland in America, have always kept faith with us. You have never lost belief. You have always kept faith with the cause of Irish freedom and unity. and you are to be applauded for that. And the people of Ireland have always been so grateful for that support and for that faithfulness. So keep that faith now, my friends, as we travel together the last length of our long journey to a united Ireland and to full nationhood. It can be done, and let me be clear, it will be done. It will be done. By all of us working together, working for each other, reaching for a better tomorrow, bravely, confidently, we will unite Ireland in our time. And Sinn Féin is at the forefront of change. We're leading change across Ireland. More and more people recognise that our party is the vehicle that can bring about a fairer, stronger and better Ireland. And we will never, ever let our people down. You will always get from us our best and honest effort. The prospect of Sinn Féin leading government north and south is now a very, very real one. And Republicans will never take a backward step. Those who yearn for yesterday, those who cling to power, those who deny change, need to wake up and smell the coffee. They need to recognise that transformational changes have taken place and have been brought about and driven by the Irish people themselves. May's Northern Assembly election, which Sinead mentioned, was the vote of a generation. The people voted for change, for progress, for a brighter future. And our friend and our deputy leader, Michelle O'Neill, has been elected as First Minister designate. Bear in mind, in a state that was designed to ensure that that could never, ever, ever happen. But it did. Michelle will be a First Minister for all. She will lead a government guided by equality, inclusion, delivery, and real partnership. So it's now time for unionism to end its boycott and to listen to the democratic will of the people. We want to work in partnership with others to deliver government, to support workers, to support families in what are very, very difficult times. And in the south, in Dublin, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael no longer control government and opposition. That day is over. The political landscape has changed for the better and forever. We said after the 2020 election that Sinn Féin would be the most effective opposition in the history of the southern state, and I believe we back up that commitment every single day. We deal with big challenges, but this is a time of hope and opportunity. The social and economic opportunities are immense, and we want to see them realised. So this means planning and preparation. Planning and preparation have never been a strong feature of previous governments. And that's why people got left behind. Generations that turned out less well off than their parents, locked out of opportunity, and in particular in this generation, of home ownership. Parties passed power back and forth, like a relay race, back and forth to each other, for a whole century. But time has been called on that. And the need for change, for progress and opportunity, the need for our young people in particular to have a stake in their future is now unanswerable. I want Sinn Féin to be in government because we are ambitious for our people and our country. We want to foster all of that talent and ability that exists on the island, to build a dynamic, innovative, sustainable economy, society, and place. And in our people, we have everything that we need to build our new United Ireland. We have it all. Our goal in the short term remains the achievement of a government for real change. A government to put workers, families, and community first. A government guided by the principles of equality and fairness so poetically expressed in the Proclamation of 1916. As we meet here this evening in San Francisco, Irish Republicans are focused on the big prize, and we see the bigger picture. We want to achieve our United Republic, one that stands as a bastion of social equality, economic justice, diversity, and prosperity. We want a home for every family and worker. We want our people to have healthcare as a basic right. We want a fair economy built on good jobs, decent wages, and strong workers' rights. We want our citizens to have good and happy lives where the costs of necessities don't break the bank or drive families into the darkness of poverty. These are the basics that any real republic must provide. These are the basics to which you are entitled, whether you live in Derry or Kerry, in Belfast or Cork or Leash or Tyrone, or in the glens of Antrim. Friends, 100 years ago, as Free State soldiers bombarded the forecourts in Dublin with British artillery, all seemed lost. All seemed desperate. And a great leader and patriot, Liam Mellows, was asked by a comrade when he believed the spirit of freedom would be rekindled in a new generation. And he said that that would be generations off. Friends, this generation now steps forward. We step forward with the flame of freedom in our hand, a flame that has been sustained through the unwavering commitment of people like you, people like us, people who believe in Ireland's fundamental right to nationhood and unity. And in so many ways, the things that the people of Ireland were fighting for a century ago are in some ways the same things that we struggle for today. A coming together of our people, a republic of equality, fairness and justice, a nation of our own. Today we stand in the spotlight of history. We have this opportunity. We have this opportunity to achieve a new united Ireland, an opportunity denied to so many that came before us. We can, we will realise the dream of Constance Markievicz, of James Connolly, of Bobby Sands, of Martin McGuinness. And we will do this together. We strive for something better, something new. With confidence and ambition, we rise to meet the challenges of today and realise the promise of tomorrow. That is the task before us, simple and true. And Sinn Féin is up for that. The people of Ireland are up for that. And I know that each and every one of you is up for that. Our nation is a living thing. It's a breathing thing. It pulses through the hopes of our people to endure, to continue, and to achieve our destiny. So everything that we do, everything that we work for, is about building the Irish Republic, building the Irish nation anew. And I am so incredibly humbled, excited, and energized to have been met with such positivity, generosity, and passion here on the west coast of America for the Irish project of freedom still. You have kept faith with us, and we say thank you. I say thank you to you for that. And then I say we've more to do. We've more to do. We need to continue to work together. We need to work for each other. We need to make change happen. Because San Francisco, California, que el futuro es nuestro. El futuro será mágico. Mágico. So the future is ours to craft and make. And let's consider this. Let's consider when the history books are written. And let's see how all of this will play out. And let's imagine our children, our grandchildren, their grandchildren. They will tell the story of this gathering and of each and every one of you and your families, of your belief, of your stamina, of your faith with what is right and what is just. They will tell the story of our fight for freedom and our victory. Grameena Mahabharata.